This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 today. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal is likely to move the bill further to amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 today. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jitan Ram Majhi is likely to move the bill which seeks to further amend the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Act 2006 be taken into consideration and passing. Counting of votes is underway for the by-elections to three assembly constituencies in Bihar, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. Polling for the Bakipur constituency in Bihar, Manjalpur in Gujarat and Datia in Madhya Pradesh was held on the 30th of last month. In the first round of counting for Bakipur seat, Jan Swaraj Party's candidate Prashant Kishore is leading by 1,000-plus votes, while in Manjalpur, Gujarat, Satendra Bhai Patel of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is leading by 1,000-plus votes, whereas Ashutosh Tiwari of the BJP is leading by 800-plus votes at Datia in Madhya Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Odisha today on a three-day visit. During a stay, she will inaugurate Jagat Guru Kripalu University in Cuttack and participate in a series of official educational and cultural programs in Bhubaneswar, Cuttack and Ganjam districts. We have a report from a correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Bhubaneswar this afternoon on a three-day visit to her home state of Odisha. Later in the evening, she will inaugurate Jagat Guru Kripalu University at Bhara near Cuttack. Tomorrow, the President will travel by a special train from Bhubaneswar to Berhampur and later proceed by road to Taptapani in Ganjam district, where she is scheduled to offer prayers at Ma Kandhuni Devi Temple and the Shiva Temple. She will halt for the night at the Army Air Defense College at Golabandha. Elaborate security arrangements have been made with around 40 platoons of police deployed in Bhubaneswar and Cuttack. No fly zones have been declared over Berhampur railway station, the President's travel route, Taptapani temple complex, the Army Air Defense College and other designated venues to ensure foolproof security during the presidential visit. Prakash Das for Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that one should never lose courage even when fortune turns unfavorable. Sharing a Sanskrit quote on a social media post, Modi noted that just as a skilled sailor whose ship breaks apart in the middle of the ocean does not lose hope but continues striving to survive by swimming, patience and perseverance can help a person regain lost ground. The Prime Minister added that determination and steadfast effort enable one to overcome adversity. The meeting of heads of National Statistical Offices, NSO, of BRICS countries will be held under the chairship of India from today to tomorrow in Lucknow. India's BRICS chairship is guided by the overarching theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability BRICS. The meeting aims on strengthening core BRICS statistical products, innovation and reform with the national statistical systems, data dissemination and accessibility. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the negotiations with Iran, expected to take place through intermediaries, are scheduled to take place today. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One, Trump confirmed that discussion channels were active. He revealed that diplomatic engagements involving Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Iran led him to halt what was originally planned as a massive attack. In Kerala, heavy rain is continuing across the state. Yellow alert indicating isolated heavy rain has been declared in all the 14 districts. Though the intensity of the rain has decreased compared to the last 2 days, heavy rain is continuing in all 14 districts today. Continuous rain in the hilly areas is causing concern, while waterlogging is expected in the upper Kuttanad area. The countdown to the 2030 Ahmedabad Commonwealth Games has officially begun, with the curtain falling on the Glasgow Commonwealth Games last night. Meanwhile, after 11 days of intense competition, Indian athletes departed from Glasgow as a satisfied bunch after winning 39 medals at the 2026 Games, including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze, to end in the fourth position on the standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.